Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And this is one of those shows, Kip, that's bittersweet, right? We're both high school football guys, and we have reached the end of the high school football season as the championship games we played this weekend.
State championship games kick off, and the Ware County Gators. Man, I don't know if you've ever had a better opportunity to get one than get one this year.
I was over in Waycross the other day in the beautiful city of Waycross, by the way, and I was talking to Brian Blunt, who, for those folks that don't know, Brian Blunt is the voice of the Ware County Gators and has been for, God, I don't know, forever.
A long time.
Yeah. And so we were talking, and he feels the same way that you do. He feels like that this is a great opportunity for the Gators to get that elusive state title that they haven't been able to find over the course of their dominance in the GHSA and how well that program has done over the last 20, 30 years.
You got an opportunity to exercise some demons.
I see what you did there.
You do. So there's an opportunity there to get over to Warner Robins hurdle. Warner Robins is coming in this game with four losses. They've had played a tough schedule, but they've gotten hot at the right time of the season, and Ware County is right there. It's right there. It's kind of like Georgia having to get over that Alabama hump. They finally did it. Is this the year that Ware County kicks the door in?
Of course, everything with you always has to go back to Georgia.
Well, they are in the playoffs.
Okay. And the, you know, I'm one of those people that I like seeing things that haven't been done before. I'm the guy that likes seeing a team win three straight titles, four straight titles, or even in Buford's case, where if they had won this year, they would have won four straight over three different classifications. I'm the guy that roots for stuff like that. And so in the Ware County Warner Robins game, it's kind of both ways for me. Ware County can either win their first state title ever, which I'd love to see, or Warner Robins is going to three-peat. It's one or the other.
And Warner Robins knows how to win playoff games. They know how to win titles. Talent-wise, you would have to think that Ware's probably a little more talented this year, but you got to get over the hump.
So let's talk about some of the other games that are going on. Schley County versus Bowdoin in the Single-A Division One matchup. Two teams that, if somebody told you at the beginning of the year they picked Schley County and Bowdoin to be playing for this classification state championship, if they picked that, you need to get them to the store to get you a lottery ticket.
I mean, that classification, it's a new classification this year, and it was pretty wide open. So, obviously, there was a bunch of teams out there that couldn't win in the, you know, in the other division.
Mm-hmm.
And they got an opportunity now to hang a state championship on the mantle.
In Single-A Division II, the Swainsboro Tigers and Prince Avenue will play for that state championship. You know, last week I told you, this is why I tell my listeners all the time, Kip. We tell the listeners all the time, listen to Jason Bishop, don't we? And so what I told you last week in the Swainsboro-Irwin County game, that game was going to be a war. Swainsboro would win.
They did.
And 22-21 winners, the Swainsboro Tigers now playing for a state title.
They blew a big lead, came back. Irwin came back from way behind, took the lead, and then Swainsboro drives down and kicks a game-winning field goal to win the game, 22-21.
And they'll have an opportunity to win their first state championship, I believe, since the year 2000.
If you can beat Irwin County, you can beat Prince Avenue.
And I agree with that. Thompson versus Fitzgerald once again. Now, this is a double A. Once again, I told you last week, Appling and Thompson. I said, you know, Appling's a really good team. I feel like Thompson's really underrated. I think Thompson's gonna get Appling and be there. And sure enough, Thompson beats Appling, and now they're playing Fitzgerald for the double A state title.
20-14 win over Appling County. Fitzgerald finally got over the hump last year and got a state championship, their first one since 1948.
Wow. Kip bringing knowledge to the show.
Always bring knowledge to the show, man. Thompson, though, a lot of state championship banners in Thompson.
Yeah, that's true. Rob Ridings, former Glenn Academy coach, down from where Kip and I are, came from, was offensive coordinator at Thompson, then went back as the head coach at Thompson when he left Glenn.
And they know how to win in Thompson, Georgia. And Fitzgerald and Thompson could be one of the better games in all of the state championships.
You may see Fitzgerald in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment.
Mm.
You may.
Okay.
In AAA, Cedar Grove versus Sandy Creek. Once again, if you chose Cedar Grove and Sandy Creek in the AAA state finals, you got a crystal ball somewhere we need to find out about.
Cedar Grove plays good football, man. And I look for them to win that game.
Yeah. We're not picking games.
Okay. That's
not what we do. But in 4A, Benedictine and Cedar Town playing that game. I've been telling you all year long how good Benedictine was.
But they only cracked into your rankings last week. So, no, you weren't telling people how good they are because it didn't reflect in your rankings.
Well, they lost a couple games early. I've been telling everybody that cares to listen to me, I've been telling you how good they are, and here they are in a state title game.
And they won one last year, so they know how to get it done.
Mm-hmm. In 5A, Warner Robins and the Ware County Gators, of course, we talked about that game just a few minutes ago. Warner Robins going for the three-peat, Ware going for their first ever state championship. And let's not forget, the last time we saw the Ware County Gators in a state title game, I believe, was 2012 when they were dissected by Deshaun Watson in Gainesville.
41 years since Ware County, the city of Waycross, Ware County, have had a state championship, so it's time.
Well, the Ware County Gators have never won one.
But there's precedent set with the other school that was there.
Okay. And speaking of the Gainesville Red Elephants, of course, Deshaun Watson's alma mater, they will also be in the state championship game. They'll be playing Langston Hughes. And the question has loomed all year long, and it still is in play. Can anybody beat Langston Hughes?
No. They're the best on paper. They're the best team in all classifications in the state of Georgia.
Do you think they could win 7A?
I do.
Huh.
I think they're that good.
Okay.
I think they're that good.
There's something to be said for that. Kip Branch endorsing Langston Hughes.
I'm not endorsing them. I've looked at how they've beaten the brakes off of people this year, and they've beaten some really good football teams like Rome last week, 42-3. Those are good football programs.
We'd have to check and see where Langston Hughes is located, because they may be in the Jason Bishop High School football.
No, they're in the Atlanta metro area.
Are you sure about that? I thought they were near Dublin.
At least you know that. You know that.
They're not near Dublin?
No. Yeah, it's about 2.5 hours away from Dublin.
North.
Yeah.
In 7A, Carrollton versus Mill Creek.
Buford was anointed 7A champs before the season.
That's right.
Okay, and so they got beat early on in the second round. Carrollton beat a Colquitt County team that somebody on this show said wasn't going to happen at Colquitt County last week. So obviously Carrollton's for real.
For real.
Mill Creek, they've been on the doorstep. They've been good. But can they beat a team that went on the road and beat Colquitt County? I don't know.
Here are facts. The side of the bracket that Carrollton came from, it had Colquitt, Carrollton, and Buford. And anybody that knows anything about high school football would tell you that one of those three teams was probably going to win the state championship. Carrollton was probably the longest shot of those three. And Buford gets upset, as Kit mentioned, by Walton. And then Carrollton took care of business against Colquitt. And then on the other side, it really wasn't as strong. And Milton and Mill Creek, who probably were the two best teams on the other side of that bracket, they're now playing, or they played for the Final Four. And I thought Milton would win that game. Instead, it's Mill Creek. And so Carrollton and Mill Creek in the 7A state championship game.
Carrollton coming up from 6A last year. And they go on the road and beat a big dog in 7A. So Hughes and Carrollton, all these schools that, you know, those are good programs. We'll see.
Yeah, I think Carrollton's actually a victim of the multiplier. They may have 6A numbers.
They may have.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The GHSA State Finals will take place this weekend, and here are your games. Single A Division II, Schley County and Bowdoin. Single A Division I, Prince Avenue and Swainsboro. Double A, Thompson and Fitzgerald. In Triple A, Cedar Grove and Sandy Creek. Quad A is Benedictine and Cedartown. 5A, Ware County and the Warner Robins Demons. In 6A, Hughes and Gainesville. And in 7A, Mill Creek and Carrollton. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Weekend Review.
And here we go. Remember when I told you at the beginning of the season that Stetson Bennett would be a Heisman finalist? Anthony Richardson to the NFL, and if you don't think he is good enough, just remember, Felipe Franks is in the NFL too. Aaron Judge no longer looking at one-bedroom apartments. If you look up injured in the dictionary, you will see a picture of Lamar Jackson. Has there ever been another NFL QB to get more chances than Baker? Welcome to the hall, crime dog. New rule from the playoff committee. You can now lose games and not drop in the rankings. Why do we even play these things? When Philly fans wonder why the Phillies don't win consistently, look up Trey Turner's contract. You knew the committee was going to put Ohio State against Georgia if they got in. You just knew it.
Yes.
Look out, Kirby. Colorado and Coach Prime are coming for you. Georgia Tech, SMH. That's all I can do with y'all at this point. FYI, Trey Turner isn't even the fifth best player at his position. Verlander to the Mets. Good move, New York. Nothing says staying healthy more than a 38-year-old pitcher who has missed two of the last three seasons. I love the Mets. Transformers Rise of the Beasts. Oh my bleeping yes.
Have you seen the trailers for that?
No, I don't watch that kind of stuff, man.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I don't. That's not my cup of tea.
You know, we do this a lot, and you miss a lot of good movies, man.
I do. I mean, I like movies like The Notebook, like Safe Haven. Movies you can sit down with your significant other and just enjoy and eat popcorn and just, you know, that kind of stuff. That, you know, puts money in the bank account, the emotional bank account. When you do stuff like that, you're making deposits every day. I'm just saying.
It's now time for that time. Yes, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Okay, so, Kip, are you ready?
Ware County better be number one.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and recap from last week, okay? You ready? Good.
Yeah.
At number 10, we had Screven County. At number 9, we had Brunswick High. 8, we had Calvary Day. 7, Warner Robins. 6, Benedictine. 5, Appling. 4, Irwin. 3, Ware. 2, Fitzgerald. And last week, the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings was the Swainsboro Tigers. Okay, so here we go. At number 10, moving back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings in the next to last installment, the Savannah Christian Raiders get in at number 10.
Is there any particular reason why you put them in there? Don't say the formula put them in there. I get it. You got a new girlfriend in Chatham County.
No. When you ran the numbers, Savannah Christian eked out Screven at that bottom spot.
I got you.
At number 9, staying put at number 9, the Brunswick High Pirates. They may end up at number 9. At number 8, the Calvary Day Cavaliers. By the way, Savannah Christian, Brunswick High, and Calvary Day, none of them played last week. They were all out.
Is that the same as a bye, which historically means a loss?
Well, they didn't move up or down.
Okay.
At number 7, down 2 spots with a 20-14 loss to Thompson, the Appling County Pirates fall to number 7.
Good season, though.
For sure.
Great season.
Only loss, other than the playoff loss, was to Wayne County.
Nobody expected them to get to the Final Four, but they did.
It's fair. I did, but no, nobody else.
No, you picked them to lose in the Final Four, so you didn't expect them to get there. So go ahead.
At number 6, moving down 2 spots with a 22-21 loss to the Swainsboro Tigers, Irwin County falls to number 6.
No Irwin, no Brooks in state championship games in single A.
Odd.
That's gonna feel like something new watching these championship games.
At number 5, falling 3 spots with a 19-9 win over Fellowship Christian.
Dropping 3 spots?
Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes drop 3 spots to number 5.
Dude, they're playing for a state championship.
I'm aware of this. Formula put them to number 5.
Oh my goodness.
What do you want from me here?
They dropped 3 spots for winning a spot in the state championship game.
They won 19-9.
Well, they're in the championship game for the second year in a row.
That's true. At number 4, moving up 3 spots with a 35-10 win over Cartersville, the Warner Robins Demons come in at number 4.
So losses don't mean a thing.
Losses have always mattered in
this ball. Well, they got 4. Fitzgerald has none.
What's your point?
The point is these rankings suck.
They do not. These are the most accurate rankings in the state.
Losses don't mean anything now?
Losses have always mattered.
You got teams from like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You can combine all their losses and still not come up with 4.
All right, moving.
Golly.
At number 3, moving up 3 spots with a 42-12 win over Troup County, the Benedictine Cadets at number 3.
They break into the poll last week for the first time, and now they're at 3. Wow, nice. With 2 losses, by the way.
They're doing better.
Ranked ahead of Fitzgerald, who has 0 losses.
I think the formula may have forgotten that Fitzgerald was undefeated.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, of course. Formula always has selective memory loss.
At number 2, moving up 1 spot from 3 to 2, with a 31-7 win over Dutchtown, the Ware County Gators check in at number 2 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Okay, man, whatever.
And the number 1 team this week for the second consecutive week, with a 22-21 win over Irwin County to stay undefeated, because that matters in this poll, the number 1 team, the Swainsboro Tigers, remain at number 1.
You used to live in Swainsboro, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, there we go. Now I'm starting to understand some things.
That has nothing to do with how the formula ranks the Swainsboro Tigers.
What, are you trying to get a key to the city or something?
It wouldn't be a very big key.
Swainsboro over Ware County and Fitzgerald.
Let's recap, shall we? Great. At number 10, Savannah Christian. At number 9, Brunswick High. 8, Calvary Day. 7, Appling. 6, Irwin. 5, Fitzgerald. We'll have to re-take a look at that again in the formula.
Okay.
5, Fitzgerald. 4, Warner Robins.
4 loss, Warner Robins. Losses mean nothing.
They do matter in this poll a lot.
Obviously, you said before the season, it matters how you do within your schedule. 4 losses and a team with no losses. Obviously, the formula doesn't recognize that. That's using your words.
There may have been a glitch.
Yeah. You think?
Number 4, Warner Robins. Number 3, Benedictine. Number 2, the Ware County Gators. And the number 1 team, again, the Swainsboro Tigers, come in at number 1, playing for a state championship in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Formerly Jason Bishop's hometown. Nice. I like that.
Jason Bishop's hometown is not Swainsboro.
Well, you've lived there. You called it home, so obviously there's some home cooking here in this poll.
Jason Bishop lived in Swainsboro for literally maybe 2 years.
Okay.
Maybe
well,
2 years.
Obviously, that had an impact on how you there do these polls.
There are other places that I have called home. This is my home
obviously
now.
Obviously, not
we're
Ware
sitting.
County.
No, I've
never. Obviously, you didn't live in Fitzgerald.
I have never lived in the beautiful city of Waycross, and I've never lived in the beautiful county of Fitzgerald.
Apparently, you know somebody in Warner Robins, too, but that's okay.
I do know some folks in Warner Robins.
You don't know anybody in Baxley because you slapped them in the face last week.
Actually, I know several folks over in Baxley.
You insulted them last week. I wouldn't go there anytime soon.
I know lots of folks in Baxley.
I'd wait for some of those wounds to heal up.
In Appling County.
And then you obviously haven't made friends on the Brunswick High side of things.
The folks at Brunswick High love Jason Bishop.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons. But if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Guys, Christmas is coming. Don't get left out in the cold this holiday season. Remind that special someone to get on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and make a wish list, which saves you 20%. Don't forget, Men's Day is December the 10th. Beer and sandwiches on us. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs! It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch and Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All right, so here comes Kip with his butt hurt list, and this is the part of the show where, you know, we just hand it to Kip, let him keep it on the rails, and I don't have a problem doing that today. I'm in a great mood, had a massage earlier today, got in the gym this morning.
Awesome.
I feel great.
Awesome, awesome. Number five on the butt hurt list this week, Tennessee Vol Nation. I have never seen a fan base so triggered than Tennessee when they announced that Stetson Bennett was going to New York for a Heisman ceremony.
I must have missed this.
Dude, if you watch the Paul Feinbaum show, if you've been on the internet, looked at message boards, Tennessee fans are triggered because Stetson got invited to New York and Hendon Hooker did not. Pointing out the fact that Hendon Hooker was first team all SEC quarterback and Stetson was second team, he should have got an invite.
Oh.
They're still triggered over the 1997 Heisman stub for Peyton Manning. Tennessee, all you had to do was come to Athens and beat the Heisman finalist, and your all SEC quarterback might have got an invite to New York.
I think Stetson's got a good shot to win the thing.
We shall see.
He's the only player in that field that won his last game.
He's a top four vote getter. That's why he's there. Hendon Hooker's not. Tennessee, if you can't deal with it, I'm sorry. Get a better defense. Number four.
Go play Clemson.
On the butt hurt list in the I Can't Beat Carolina Bowl. Mm. Yeah, there you go. Number four on the butt hurt list, Alabama fans. Have you heard them the last couple of days?
Now, you can't help but hear them.
We are one of the four best teams in the country. Look at the Vegas odds. We'd be favored over everybody except Georgia.
We're the only team that can beat Georgia.
We're the only team that's built to beat Georgia. Well, obviously, you weren't built to beat LSU or Tennessee. Obviously, you had to get a miracle to beat Texas A&M. You weren't built to beat Texas either until their starting quarterback
got
hurt.
Went down, yeah.
I mean, come on, guys. You can't be in there every year. My goodness, Alabama. Oh, you don't think we could beat TCU? No, I don't think you can beat LSU, who just got 50 hung on them last week in a championship game.
That's a great point. Hadn't thought of it that way.
You got to look at these kind of things. You're sitting here whining and bellyaching about not being in the playoffs. You couldn't beat a team that got beat, had 50 points hung on them in a championship game last week.
That's a great point.
Number three on the butt hurt list, USC Trojans. Guys, all you had to do was beat Utah, a team you couldn't beat in the regular season.
Well,
and you couldn't beat them in the Pac-12 championship game.
In fairness, remember, Utah beat them on a two-point conversion early in the year. In fairness.
Well, they dragged them, 47-23 in the championship game?
Yeah, there were no two-point conversions in that game.
They were down 17-3. Then, out of nowhere, the Utah rips off 44 points.
It was crazy.
44-7.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Caleb Williams is out there limping like around. Oh, man, I'm hurt. Got tears in his eyes. I get it. You're probably going to win the Heisman. Who knows, though? But you didn't win your last game. You got blown out. And USC, you're never going to be in the college football playoff until Lincoln Riley addresses that defense. You know what they call Lincoln in Oklahoma? Stinking Lincoln.
Stinking Lincoln.
Well, defense is horrible, just like Oklahoma.
Here's the thing. You said USC is never going to be in the college football playoff. In my opinion, they only have one more year to get in there, because when they move to the Big Ten, they ain't getting in there.
Yeah, well, this is going to be interesting. Number two on the butt hurt list, we got a tie between two powerhouse programs, the Texas A&M Aggies and the Florida Gators.
Why are we doing this with them right now?
Well, the transfer portal opened up this week, and obviously the portal's full of Gators and full of Aggies. Okay? I don't know who Florida's going to play at quarterback in the Las Vegas Bowl. I don't know who the Aggies are going to have. I guess they got a big recruiting class coming in because they had to make room, because both of these teams – have got 15, 20 players in the portal right now. Florida has lost some kids to the pros. Gators are going to be down about 30 roster spots going into the Las Vegas Bowl.
That's tough.
Yeah, they weren't very good anyway to begin with. 6-6, and your quarterback leaves. Your backup quarterback's a pedophile.
Oh, God.
I mean... what? I mean, who's going to play quarterback for the Gators?
What are we doing?
I mean,
can we?
That might be a little strong. We'll let this legal system play its itself out.
We might need to have our lawyers take a look at the show before we
send to
affiliates.
We might have to edit that out. But the Gators have issues. Sunbelt Billy has he's got to get some things done and get them on the right track down in Gainesville. And Jimbo, who knows what he's doing? Number one on the butt hurt list.
Before you do that, I just want to throw this out there. It is estimated that there will be some 4,000 kids in the transfer portal before it's all said and done.
Well, 10% of them is going to be Aggies or Gators.
Okay.
Alabama's got double-digit people in the portal, too. Number one on the butt hurt list, speaking of Alabama, and it was just sad to see. The greatest college football coach of all time was reduced to going on the national TV circuit last weekend and begging for a playoff spot. Please say it ain't so, but I saw it with both of my eyes. Nick Saban was groveling to the college football playoff committee, lobbying for Alabama to get a spot on the committee, and said, we only lost two games on the last play of the game, and we'd be favored against most everybody that's going to be that's considered for the playoff. Well, Nick, you've been favored against everybody since you've been at Alabama. You were favored against Tennessee. You were favored against LSU. You lost those games. What a ridiculous argument. And the GOAT is reduced. He reduced himself to that on national TV. Man, his legacy took a hit in my eyes.
He called in to the Big Ten Network during the halftime.
On Fox.
During halftime of the Ohio State, or not the Ohio State, but the Michigan-Purdue game.
And was lobbying for Alabama to get in, and they were kind of snickering at him a little bit.
I mean,
the GOAT is reduced to politicking. I never in all my days thought I'd see Nick Saban begging on national TV.
Well, you have.
And Alabama fans bought into it hook, line, and sinker. That's why they're on the butthurt list. And then you got the GOAT heading up the butthurt list this week. Mm-hmm. Nick Saban lobbying and begging and using Las Vegas betting odds as his number one argument to get Alabama into the college football playoff. My goodness, what has the world come to? There you have it, Jason.
Recap for us.
Number five, Tennessee. You're not going to have a Heisman winner. You're not going to the playoffs. You're playing South Carolina in the I Can't – you're playing Clemson in the I Can't Beat South Carolina Bowl. Alabama fans, they look for something to complain about every day. USC, you're a fraud. Texas A&M and Florida, portal kings. And then Nick Saban begging for crumbs to get in this college football playoff. Sad day.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Your hometown grocer in Darien, Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. Whether you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home, get on in and see Teresa in the deli for a hot, fresh meal and say hi to Cliff for all your fresh-cut meats. Check out our weekly ad on Facebook, the Coastal Market Grocery Store, Highway 17, Darien.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the best selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and check out the great deals on adult beverages in the Beer Cave.
Brr.
Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast or fantastic southern cooking. Get your pump perks
started.
It's
fast, too.
Yeah, it is fast. And save up to 10 cents on every day on every gallon. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
All right, man. I'm about to get on the soapbox here.
Get on your soapbox.
So this college football playoff stuff, dude, I am disgusted with this garbage.
Why?
Because first, I mean, I've got plenty of reasons, but here's reason number one. You want to sit there and tell me that you have a team who's ranked third in the country and they lose. I don't care if it's a conference championship game or not. They lose, and losing brings them no penalty whatsoever. They don't drop. They sit right where they're at. And then, you know, if I was the TCU coach, once USC lost, I'd have called the committee and said, hey, if we lose tomorrow, are we still in? Yeah, guys, you still in. Then I forfeit the game. There's no reason to play it. Might as well just keep my players from getting hurt, not play the game. Kansas State, here's your Big 12 championship. We'll see you guys at the college football playoff.
The committee's a little flawed, man. I'll say this, because they did their best to avoid a Michigan-Ohio State matchup in the semifinals.
I'm about to talk about that.
And there's no – when has a team, other than the Jason Bishop power rankings, when has a team ever lost – and not dropped in a poll?
I mean, even in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 power rankings, they drop when they lose.
No, not Warner Robins, but, but I mean, so you're a victim of your – yeah, but
– this and to be honest with you, Kip, I don't even think that it was mostly about the rematch of Michigan-Ohio State. Like, yeah, okay, I think that had something to do with it. But I think it was more. I think it had more to do with ratings and money. All year long, what have you heard? The two teams that everybody wanted to see play were who? Georgia, Ohio State. That's the game everybody wanted to see. Well, when USC couldn't hold up their end, and they got slid out, and you knew Ohio State was going to come in. I think a huge part of that discussion was, well, we have an opportunity to have Georgia-Ohio State play, which we thought might be our national championship game, so let's just keep Ohio State 4, not move TCU down. Therefore, Georgia and Ohio State, we get that game, and then we don't get the Michigan-Ohio State rematch that nobody wants to see.
Or you could have got a guaranteed a Big Ten team in the championship by having Ohio State and Michigan play. Ohio State should have been the third. TCU should have dropped the 4. Let's be honest, man. Ohio State got in. The committee said they got in over the strength of their win against Penn State. I knew this was going to come up today, so I did some research.
Great.
Penn State.
Every once in a while.
Penn State beat 3 teams this season with a winning record.
Now, I didn't know that.
Think about that. They got drugged. Dragged all over the field by Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan destroyed
them. And Ohio State.
Well, okay? Remember now, they had Ohio State down 9 points with 10 minutes to play in the game and
lost.
And choked it up.
At home.
Yeah.
Lost. So Michigan, I mean, Penn State's sitting there and they're saying that's a great win. They're ranked in the top 10 in the college football playoff rankings. But who has Penn State beat? They beat a 5-7 Auburn team.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah, that was a big win for them.
I mean, who else have they beat?
Here's something else. Here's more garbage. And if you're going to – I'm just telling you right now, like, if you're going to sit there and listen to the garbage that the committee is spitting at you and be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, you're a fool. You are a fool if you listen to that garbage that they're telling you. Because that, like Kip said, that those folks in that room, what they did this year, garbage.
And then I get more frustrated with the talking heads that sit around and just prove what kind of hypocrites they are just sitting there. You got two guys, Joey Galloway and Kurt Herbstreit, that are Ohio State guys that are sitting there as talking heads when you're doing the playoff committee thing. You got Reese Davis, an Alabama guy, and you got Pollock, a Georgia guy, and then you got Greg McElroy, another Alabama guy. It's just about the haves and the have-nots. TCU deserved a spot in the playoff, but they should have been the four seed.
I'm not arguing that. And here's the thing, right? So, you know, in the new era, this is what they said. In the new era of college football, it's great to see that a team can lose a game and not move down in the rankings. What? And then they had the audacity to say that the reason that TCU didn't was because they were being rewarded for their body of work. No, their reward is them getting into the college football playoff. And they went on to say that Georgia, Michigan, or TCU, none of them, if they had lost a game, they would have all stayed right where they were at. Garbage. You cannot tell me that that committee, if Georgia had lost to LSU, they wouldn't have thrown Michigan to number one so fast it'd have made your head spin.
That's what they wanted to do to begin with.
There's no way that you can tell me that if Georgia lost a game, that they would have not dropped out of number one. And if you want to believe that garbage, you do that. The bottom line of this whole college football playoff is a farce. It's a farce. I hate the stupid thing. We were better off with the BCS. Oh, but sometimes the BCS, you had undefeated teams that didn't get in. Get over it. It happened twice in 15 years. The BCS worked. Now what you're doing is you had four teams that had one loss or less and nobody else. And so you had to put two teams into the college football playoff that didn't deserve to be there. They lost their last game. The two teams that didn't lose their last game, they're still undefeated. There's only two of them, which is what the BCS was doing.
That would have been the matchup.
Put them on the field. Let them play the game. Whoever remains undefeated, there's your national championship. Send Ohio State to the Rose Bowl. Send TCU to the Fiesta Bowl. And let's be done with this garbage. Get back to two teams. No, we're going to do 12. What?
Can you imagine the lobbying for 12 teams in the playoff? It's going to be six. It's going to be six conference champions and six at-large teams.
I just had this conversation with somebody last night. Like, how in the world can you justify when going to 12 teams when you can't even come up year in, year out, year in, year out? You can't come up with a decent fourth team to fill out a four-team field. It happens every year. Rare exception, the Ohio State year and the Georgia year. Other than those 2 years, you have struggled every single year to find a fourth team to fill out your field. And when you put them in, what happens to them? They get blasted.
And then you got Alabama ranked ahead of Tennessee, a team they lost to.
More garbage.
And got the same record, 10-2. Then blame it on a quarterback getting hurt. That's the reason that they're ranked behind them.
What's that got to do with the 10 wins that they have?
Nothing. That's just what they do. They come up with these beauty contests and change the rules for every team as they go.
That's exactly what they do. Whatever suits, whatever's going to make the most money, whatever's going to look the best on paper, whatever game is going to present the most pageantry, that's what they did. Those folks sat there and told us that they didn't even have a conversation about having a rematch between Ohio State and Michigan, that conversation never came up in the room. I say bull crap.
Oh, that was probably the deciding factor on TCU staying at number three. It was.
Absolutely it was. That's why TCU didn't drop. It didn't have anything to do with their body of work or the new era of college football. Man, take that garbage to somebody that's dumb enough to buy that, because these guys sitting right here talking to you on this radio aren't those guys.
And the people on that committee and the media and all the money is hoping and praying for Ohio State Michigan national championship game. Yeah, that's what they're praying
that's
for.
That's what they want.
Yep.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons. But if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
Guys, Christmas is coming. Don't get left out in the cold this holiday season. Remind that special someone to get on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and make a wish list, which saves you 20%. Don't forget, Men's Day is December the 10th. Beer and sandwiches on us. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
We were going to go to the NFL, give you ups. Well, we were going to give you lines and over-unders and stuff like that. But, man, I'm so pissed. I'm still pissed about the – and, I got myself on a soapbox last segment that, about the college football playoff. I'm just going to tell the producers, we're staying on the subject. We're not doing NFL.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, there's some inconsistencies in these college football playoff rankings. The one that really gets me in this part of the world is Tennessee being ranked behind Alabama. And how the talking heads sit on ESPN and try to justify it. When on November the 5th, they were all on Tennessee. They were Tennessee this. Every one of those talking heads.
They moved Tennessee to number one in the original rankings. They put Tennessee at number one, like you said, just to avoid having Georgia number one playing that big game, whoever they were playing that week.
Tennessee.
That's right. Yeah.
They dropped Georgia from one to three.
To three, so they wouldn't have 1-2.
Yeah, sure did, because the game was on CBS. And you telling me that doesn't matter?
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay.
If you're foolish enough to believe that, Georgia was number one.
Dropped to three.
In every other poll, and they dropped them from one to three.
And justified it and say they struggled against Kent State and Missouri.
And if you don't think that there was ulterior reasoning behind that, you're a fool. The reason they did that was, like Kip said, they didn't want to give CBS a 1-2 game.
Game of the century, the marketing hype. Didn't want to do it because ESPN's pulling all the strings.
That's right, because college football has got ESPN money behind it.
They do. So the first initial playoff rankings, Georgia drops from number one, consensus number one in both coaches and AP poll, they go to number three in the first playoff.
And Fox and NBC and CBS, you know, they're all jumping in and the new television deal that's going to take place and whenever that thing starts. And the network that got screwed the most in that deal as far as giving up what they had, oh, that's CBS.
Well, CBS is going to be part of the big package, you know, when Big Ten and all that, ESPN's going to have all CBS, I mean, all of SEC and all that. But let me give you an example.
Give me an example.
Tennessee goes to number one in the initial rankings, okay?
Right.
Georgia's coming off a 42-20 win over Florida.
Yeah.
Okay? A Florida team that Tennessee beat 38-33 at home and gave up almost 500 yards passing to Anthony Richardson.
Uh-huh.
And they ranked that team, Tennessee, ahead of Georgia because they beat an overrated Alabama team at home.
Well, let's jump. That was week eight. Let's jump back to now, where you were mentioning Alabama's ranked ahead of Tennessee, despite the fact Tennessee, they both had two losses. Tennessee beat Alabama head-to-head. And, oh, by the way, in case that's not enough, let's do common opponent. Alabama lost to LSU. Tennessee beat LSU.
40-13 in Baton Rouge.
Tell me how this makes sense.
And then justify it by saying Alabama lost because Bryce Young was hurt, and Tennessee is ranked behind Alabama because Hendon Hooker is hurt. That's what they said.
I mean, that seems pretty hypocritical to me.
That is exactly what they said.
They got, man, they got caught. They got caught with their hand in the cookie jar this year. They actually got caught because they put themselves, or they didn't put themselves, the college football landscape put themselves in a situation to where they had TCU and Ohio State lose their last two games of the season. And in a regular year, they might have been able just to slide somebody else in there. But this year, they had nowhere else to go.
There was nobody.
You couldn't put Alabama in because the College Football Playoff Committee, whether you like it or not, there has never been a year where they put a two-loss team in the college football playoff, and as long as they're doing this stupid four-game thing, there's not going to be a two-loss team in the playoff. They're not going to set their precedent. They're not going to open that box. And so they had nowhere to go. They weren't taking Alabama. They weren't taking Tennessee because they had two losses. So the only thing they could have done is taking TCU and taking Ohio State.
How much do you want to wager that the woke crowd kind of kicked in on this college football committee and notified of the outrage that would happen? I guarantee you that 13-person committee had Alabama in the top four and TCU out. And they'd sit there and thought of the political outrage that was going to take place, and they changed their minds and put TCU in the playoff.
I think that's a possible scenario, but again, I don't think that Alabama was ever really considered because of the two-loss thing. They've never put a two-loss team in, and I don't think they want to. I don't think they're going to under this current format.
There was nobody hoping. You watch TCU win them close games down the stretch. There was nobody hoping that TCU lost more than the College Football Playoff Committee.
Well,
they were. They didn't.
Yeah, and then in the end, it blew up in their face because TCU did lose, and then it handcuffed you.
It handcuffed you, and they didn't drop. You know, Ohio State didn't even make their conference championship game for the second year in a row. And then, you know, Ohio State looked bad at home against Michigan. They got just blown out.
As Kip, as bad as they looked, in my opinion, the three best teams in the country, it's Georgia, Michigan, and still Ohio State.
Yeah.
Those are the three best teams, bar none, head and shoulders, no argument there with anybody. And if you're going to make an argument, then you're not paying attention to what's going on. It's Alabama. It's Michigan. Excuse me. It's Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State. Those are the three best teams. And so what did you do? You took the number one team in the country and you told them, hey, to win a national championship, guys, you've got to beat the other two teams, both of them, who are good enough to win a national championship. You've got to beat the second best team and the third best team in whatever order you want to put them. But, hey, Michigan, you're ranked number two. All you got to do is beat the winner.
If Georgia navigates this hurdle and beats Ohio State, then beats Michigan in the national championship, I hope Kirby Smart accepts that national championship trophy and says the following. congratulate this team on winning the SEC championship, the Big Ten championship, and the college football playoff national championship. Put Georgia's name on the Big Ten trophy if they beat Michigan and Ohio State.
That would be funny. And, you know, the other dynamic, too, is you're taking a pissed off Ohio State team and putting them in that game. They want redemption. They want back at Michigan. They've had a fire lit up underneath them, and so they're going to come in with a chip on their shoulder. They're going to work a little bit harder these next 3 weeks to get ready for Georgia, and I think they're going to give Georgia
the
toughest game that Georgia's seen, simply because Ohio State's going to be more motivated to get back to Michigan so that they can get a chance to beat them. But let's be honest, Michigan ran you out of your own stadium. What chance do you think you've got to beat them on a neutral field?
Physically beat them up.
Yeah.
Now, do you think Ohio State's going to line up and push Georgia off the ball?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, they could – Georgia comes into that game motivated. I think they could beat Ohio State by a couple of touchdowns.
Well, I'm with you. Georgia's the better team. It's just – This and in the last few years, man, I felt this way. The thing's garbage. I've been rooting for something like this to happen, to where you could expose the unfairness and the politicalness of what this actually is, because that's all it is. It's a dollar and cents game, and I've been hoping for something like this to happen, to where the committee had nowhere to go, and they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, and dadgummit, it happened. And now this happened, I'm kind of pissed, Kip.
Well, go SEC.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The GHSA State Finals will take place this weekend, and here are your games. Single A Division II, Schley County and Bowdoin. Single A Division I, Prince Avenue and Swainsboro. Double A, Thompson and Fitzgerald. In Triple A, Cedar Grove and Sandy Creek. Quad A is Benedictine and Cedartown. 5A, Ware County and the Warner Robins Demons. In 6A, Hughes and Gainesville. And in 7A, Mill Creek and Carrollton. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.